Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of the Come Out of Her My People show. I'm your host, Mark Call. During this Holy Day week, I couldn't help but sit back and take note of several really interesting things, which leads me to where I want to begin today. Let's call it a confluence of events. As a matter of fact, an amazing confluence of events that, if we at least have eyes to see, really ought to help us understand a few things that are going on in the world. So I'm going to start off a bit differently with that in mind and lay out some of those confluences of incredible contradictions that really ought to have people waking up en masse. That is, of course, if they weren't being censored and scared into silence, and all of those things fit right into where we're headed. The question is, with which inanity do we start? But hey, I guess we got to go with one of the biggest lies in all of human history. You must take the Cyclone B injection so that the mRNA in it can modify your DNA. I'm not even going to tell you what else is in there, but we're slowly finding out, and it's really ugly too. You might get some really nasty side effects. The list is too long even to go through in a half-hour show. And your immune system basically wiped out because it's for the children. Well, better still, it's because you care about others, and others can't be protected, even if they take the poison poke themselves, unless you too take the poison poke, which was kind of beyond stupid on its face, but hey, that didn't even slow them down. But we will propagandize you, shame you, coerce you into taking that poison poke because it prevents transmission to others of the dreaded booga 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 Chinese Wuhan Fauci bioweapon flu. Except it doesn't. Literally, most of us have known this for 2 years now. It was never really a vaccine, although they had to change the definition of that to make whatever it was they wanted to inject you with fit. And let's be honest here. Most of us have realized this for a long, long time, too. If it really did protect you, then you needn't worry about whether the people around you had taken their injections or not. Because you and everyone else who has taken the poison poke is completely protected, right? Isn't it safe and effective? But just in case people weren't quite dumbed down enough to fail to see through that bit of blarney, the mass murderers had a plan B. Oh yeah, you have to make sure you take the vaccine to prevent transmission of the booga booga flu. That's why we can mandate it and punish you severely and make sure we track you too in case you don't conform. Well, it turns out all of that was a huge, stinking, whopping, fetid, and yeah, deadly, criminally evil, genocidal lie. And now there's been even one more huge admission on that front. During a hearing in Brussels on the European Union's COVID-19 pandemic idiocy, Pfizer's president of International Developed Markets, a real piece of work named Janine Small, admitted under oath that the so-called vaccine had never been tested before it was foisted on the general public and the biggest bioweapons campaign in human history right along with it. Did it prevent transmission? No, and they didn't have any clue because they weren't doing any real good faith testing anyway, and they certainly weren't testing to see whether or not it prevented transmission. Because, in fact, if it turns you into a little bioweapon factory, you know darn well that's precisely what it does. And to his credit, a member of the European Parliament named Robert or Rob Roos asked the critical question and has since then been doing his best to make sure that people heard the response. EU parliamentarian Roos exposed the misinformation campaign by Pfizer with the release of a video tweet in which he called the action exactly what it is, criminal, scandalous, and a cheap lie. And in it he said, quote, "If you don't get vaccinated, we were told, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society." That's what they said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me that at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus, which he goes on to say removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this, he said, to be shocking, even criminal. And honestly, folks, I think that's a bit of an understatement. This, though, he continued, is scandalous because millions of people worldwide felt forced, or worse, they were forced, to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. which turns out, folks, to be one of the biggest lies in all of human history. And there have been a whole lot of those of late. He urges people to watch the video and share it, and the least I can do here is honor that request and play this for you.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk.
Now, right there, folks, is honestly enough of an admission that a whole lot of people around the world, but especially some of the big pharma and big brother institutions that pushed it, should be feeling the potential for a rope around their necks. After a trial, of course, but there's plenty of evidence here to suggest, no, just killing a few people doesn't get it. When you try to kill hundreds of millions or even billions, you're in a whole different league. And Rob Roos is right. She just admitted, under oath before the EU Parliament, that there was no legal basis whatsoever, nowhere in the world, for the COVID passport, for the tracking, for the mandates, and for everything that was done in the name of destroying the entire world economy and killing as many people as they could get away with. And so far, folks, it's been millions. And who knows how many are still dead men and women walking, not to mention dead babies that haven't even been born and won't, because the damnable poison never did prevent transmission. And they knew it. At the very least, they didn't bother to test before making the claim. But let's be honest, when they did know that the point of this thing was to produce and then shed the spike protein and convert people into literally walking, talking bioweapons factories, the claim that it prevented transmission was about as big of a lie as you can find. Now, because there's so much information coming out here, and it's so damning, I want to make sure we pause at this point and throw a bit more on the bonfire before we come back to some of the really shocking contradictions and confluences here. For example, this story, courtesy of the Exposé in Global Research. Shocking data from the UK government, which quietly confirmed, as the piece put it, that the COVID-19 not vaccines are killing children at an unprecedented rate. Shocking figures contained in an official report published just hours before Bojo announced his resignation as the chief liar in the UK reveal that COVID-19 so-called vaccinated children, get this, are 4,423% call it 45 times more likely to die of any and all causes than unvaccinated, actually pure-blooded children, and over 13,600%. Well, that's 137 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. And yeah, notes the studies, they tried to hide the data and disguise the horrific mortality rates among the COVID-19 vaccinated children. Is anybody really surprised at that? Well, if you're paying attention, this story shouldn't surprise you either. The Federal Death Agency has now authorized Moderna and Pfizer updated booster shots against booga, 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 the Omicron variant, for kids as young as age 5 through 11. Last month, a piece from TGP and Jim Hop begins, the booster shots against Omicron, or at least that's what they're saying, got emergency authorization and a CDC panel voted to recommend the poison for people over the age of 12. Oh, and this might surprise you too. The new COVID boosters were not tested on humans. Hey, why do that if you already know the answer? Only mice. And on Wednesday, the FDA authorized the Zyklon B injection from Pfizer and Moderna to be put into innocent kids as young as ages 5 through 11. In spite of the fact that Dr. Paul Offit, MD, a top vaccine expert and FDA advisor, among a whole lot of people who actually know what's going on, folks, warned last month that there is insufficient evidence. No, the evidence actually leans pretty hard, deadly even, the other way, to recommend the new booster shots for healthy young adults and said, I hope you're sitting down, it could carry risks like sudden death, complete infertility, and all kinds of other nasty things that, as we've seen, may end up even being worse. He said the new booster shot is unlikely to benefit healthy young people, duh, and said it's unfair to make them take a risk because there's no clear evidence of benefit. Duh, and double duh. The clear evidence, folks, is that it's killing them. And how angry do you have to get in order to say, come on, people, stop it? This is beyond genocidal, folks. This is satanic evil, and I'm still working up to the confluence of contradictions today. But I do think it's important to focus first on what that evil Pfizer exec actually admitted to the EU Parliament under oath. Listen again. No, they didn't do any testing to see whether or not it actually reduced transmission, because guess what? They knew the answer. Although, obviously, she didn't volunteer that bit of damning evidence. But they were in a real all-fired hurry to inject over a billion people with this untested crap. And, obviously, they were more than willing to lie to do it.
You know, we had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
What is taking place in the market? That's kind of a funny, albeit revealing way to put it, isn't it? It's not about saving lives. No, it's not about preventing transmission, obviously. It's about what's taking place in the market. I guess we're talking about a $1 trillion market here. That overrides all kinds of considerations, including killing kids and maybe a billion or more people, too, doesn't it? And maybe the point is, before people figure out that they've been had, you've really got to get them injected, probably more than once, maybe forever if you're really lucky. But the key is, you have to move, no, not at warp speed even, but at the speed of science.
Attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science.
You know, we had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
Just maybe, folks, some people are finally starting to realize what really is taking place in the market. But that's just the half of it. So on we go now to the other part of the confluence today. Starting with this tidbit from Twitter and Ethan Huff at Natural News. Twitter has censored the Attorney General of Florida for daring to warn young men not to take the Zyklon B injection. He didn't even call them that. He said they were the vaccines because of, hey, you'd say this is obvious, wouldn't you? Documented health risks. Says the piece, Florida Attorney General Dr. Joseph A. Ladapo was suspended from Twitter for advising young men in the Sunshine State to avoid getting, vaccinated for SARS-CoV-2, or whatever variant it is they're going to tell them they need to take the poison poke for next. Ladapo tweeted a link to new guidance from the Florida Department of Health warning that men between the ages of 18 and 39, I would say people of all sexes and ages, period, but hey, that's just me, folks, and my opinion based on, well, you've been hearing it, evidently because they have a higher risk of developing heart problems, so they opt to take the Zyklon B injection for the Fauci flu. Quote, today we released an analysis on COVID-19 mRNA vaccines that the public needs to be aware of, he wrote in a tweet that ultimately got him axed. At least it didn't get him sued, yet. Less than a full day after the factual tweet, Twitter removed the offensive language and tweet and suspended him from the platform, and instead put up a message explaining that, quote, this tweet violated the Twitter rules, and they kindly provided a learn more link because it contains disputed or misleading information. And they want to make sure that you get the official propaganda line, one way or another. The analysis Twitter is so hot to hide showed an increased risk of cardiac-related death among men aged 18 through 39, and Florida, he said, will not be silent on the truth. Well, at least they'll try. We'll see now, won't we? Whether or not Twitter, socialist media, and of course, Big Brother's rigged court system has anything to say about it. And by now, you've probably heard, if it's not obvious, what I'm working up to. Yes, Big Brother and his public-private partners will censor, propagandize, and ultimately destroy anything that doesn't fit their official narrative. Worse still, if you try to continue to think, to avoid what Orwell called doublethink, and instead engage in wrongthink, or, worse still, wrongspeak, you will be punished. All will be punished. But starting with those who are the highest profile. Mr. Wrongspeak himself, Alex Jones, who self-describes as the tip of the spear, has had the entire spear thrust right through him and everybody else associated with his enterprise, and of course the entire concept of free speech. I suspect if you listen to anything else, you've probably heard this by now. I actually looked for an honest statement of the headline and had difficulty finding it among all the waste-stream media propaganda out there. But here goes. Alex Jones of InfoWars and his media organization called Free Speech Systems have been shown who the real boss is in a totalitarian regime by a kangaroo court in Connecticut. And by saying that, I'm pretty sure I'm defaming honest kangaroos. No doubt that'll be worth a $1 billion fine real soon now, too. Here's how the leftist anti-free speech, yeah, and I'm being as kind as I can, Daily Mail, for just one example out of probably hundreds, puts it. A jury, sick, in Connecticut on Wednesday ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay $1 billion. Well, actually, $965 million. But hey, you know, folks, when you're talking the kind of money that Big Pharma tosses around daily, what's a measly $45 million? Because he was ruled to have defamed the families of Sandy Hook victims. And it says down on the list of BS here, experts, and I'm not sure exactly what that means, but you can guess, predict a long, drawn-out fight to seize everything Alex Jones ever had, everything he ever wanted to have, and arguably just about the entire net worth of everybody who ever listened to him combined. And one of them warned he could face prison, as if what was being sent wasn't enough of a message to anybody that would dare to speak up likewise. Ah, yes, Achtung, you will not speak freely, or else. And get this, this is how the Daily Mail begins the piece. Alex Jones brazenly attacked that defamation verdict that ordered him to pay nearly $1 billion, branding it, quote, the devil coming after us. And I think he's being a bit too kind, folks. The conspiracy theorist, continues the crapola theorists, broadcast live as a stream of fines were read out in court and claimed that the show trial, and he's probably understating that too, was a fraud. The children's parents were being used, and he called it, honestly, what the whole world ought to see it as, a big joke. It's just that it's not funny. So I'm going to come right out and say it. If you still had any doubt that there's actually still a remnant of a legal system in the Banana Republic, once known as America, where people got their day in court, and there was such a thing as trial by jury, an actual jury of your peers, no less, 12 honest and true, who were to judge both the facts and the so-called law, by now they should have been completely dashed to pieces on the satanic altar of what now constitutes reality. You can commit treason and then have elections rigged in your favor. The FBI will destroy evidence for you and come after your political enemies. And hell, if you own the news media, for example, if you spend billions of dollars annually just advertising your poisons, you can get away literally with murder. In fact, you can kill millions, maybe even billions if you're good at it, outright, and not even have to worry about liability for it. But if you say things that Big Brother's public-private partners don't want the peons to be allowed to hear, well, they will destroy you and turn you into an object lesson for those who are already cowed as to why they'd better stay that way. Back to the Daily Mail. The InfoWars host, they say, was ordered by a Connecticut jury. It wasn't a jury, folks. It was only six people. And pull up and read the 7th article of the Bill of Rights, the 7th Amendment sometime, to see just what a disgusting joke the American legal system now is. The fascists that the Daily Mail called legal experts said that Alex Jones could be jailed for hiding his assets and warned that he will be, quote, hounded for the rest of his days. And guess what? If you don't get the message, that's the point here, folks. They will hound you for the rest of your days. And, of course, if they're able to silence everybody who knows better, those won't be very long anyway. If Jones doesn't pony up everything he ever owned and about 17 lifetimes more worth, and they say he could be charged with contempt. Well, let me go out on a limb here, folks, and suggest if you don't have contempt for this pitiful, lying excuse for a so-called court, either you're not paying attention or it's already way too late. Now, here's the confluence of events, and please, don't even begin to swallow the whopping lie that Sandy Hook is the issue here for the biggest defamation award in history. Why, your cynical host is now so cynical, so disgusted with what passes for a legal system, or at least once did in this country, that I can't help but think if Alex Jones had just sucked it up, swallowed the line, told his listening audience to take the Zyklon B injection like Trump did, and keep your blankety-blankin' mouth shut, this whole thing would have never been an issue. Because after all, $1 billion is just chump change for the people that are spending billions upon billions of ad bucks annually to push Big Pharma's drugs that kill far more people in an average week than ever died at Sandy Hook. But were given full legal immunity for all the millions that they were going to kill before it came out. Just how deadly their not vaccine injections are and were intended to be. Do a quick search online and ponder the irony. The profits that Pfizer and Moderna are making from selling Zyklon B, and as we're seeing to younger and younger victims as well, amount to at least $1,000 per second. Big Pharma, it seems, owns about 70% of all news advertising. Obviously, that'll buy a lot of influence. And here's the real kicker. They don't even have to advertise, really, if it turns out you can force people to take your product, whether they like it or not, and whether it'll end up killing them or not. Big tobacco, emphysema, and little lung cancer are pikers compared to these demons. So here's the confluence. You got people that are killing more kids every single week than died at Sandy Hook in total, while a guy who didn't kill anybody is being made an example of by a totally corrupt and everybody knows it kangaroo court legal system. And the really clear message here, if you'll just stop, step back, and take a look at it, is not only do we intend to kill you, we expect you to go silently to the showers, just like the victims did in the last Reich. Now, at this point, I'm going to pause and turn to the idea that suggested the title of the show for today, which I hope will not only help to put all of this into perspective, but also return to the theme of the show and remind us what it is we need to do about it. I've suggested, and so by the way does Scripture, that a really big problem afflicting the world today, whether they know it or not, is idolatry. And not just fake gods made out of wood and stone, although I guess you could argue that silicon, we've certainly got a lot of silicon gods, and they're working hard to create some real impressive AI gods that'll be silicon and other exotic technologies too. Anyway, silicon and chips are certainly one form of stone. But no doubt about it, America and the world today have all kinds of other fake gods as well, like dishonest weights and measures, the almighty god of fiat. Oh yeah, and the great god science, whether it represents the thing that was actually science at one time or another in the past or not, and its high priest, Fauci. And don't you dare criticize either.
But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous. To me, that's more dangerous than the slings and the arrows that get thrown at me.
And he can not only kill kids and their aunts, uncles, moms, and dads, and cousins, too, make millions in the process, and of course commit perjury with total impunity, but silence real scientists who dare to question the God-given, well, fake God-given anyway, orthodoxy. And during the same week that the kangaroo courts put a literal wooden stake in the entire concept of free speech, a Pfizer exec under oath in the EU says what we've all known for a long time right out loud. We lied through our damnable teeth about the fact that this poison poke, which does kill your kids, will destroy your immune system, and we aren't even going to tell you all the stuff that's in there that you haven't figured out yet, but trust us, you will if you live long enough. Not only doesn't prevent transmission, we didn't even bother to test it, because guess what? We knew that anyway. And remember, we did it at the speed of science. I've said before, folks, that I think one of the most effective techniques to fight against this kind of in-your-face, lying evil is ridicule. There'll come a point, I believe, at which all these minions of Satan will be held up and laughed at, along with their great big stinking evil boss. But in the meanwhile, one of the best ways not to fall for the deception is to laugh in its face. So with that in mind, I offer the following. If you go back not even two centuries in this country, 30 miles an hour was pretty much as fast as a human being could ever go. In the era of the last Great War, or World War II, the ultimate speed limit was set by the speed of sound. Although even prior to that, theoretically anyway, the ultimate speed limit in the universe was said to be the speed of light, a.k.a. C, or about 186,000 miles per second. Later, in the era of science fiction anyway, James T. Kirk and his Starship Enterprise of Star Trek were able to go at warp speed, and warp factor 9 was just about as fast as any starship could ever go. Maybe that's why the purveyors of the poison poke decided, since they were going to slam this scam down your throats at literal warp speed, they should call it that. Operation Warp Speed brought you the biggest bioweapon deployment in all of human history, and we're still waiting to see just how many people will ultimately die as a result. But this week, I suggest, we got a new take on the ultimate speed limit in the universe. The speed of stupidity. Metaphorically, you've probably heard that Mark Twain may or may not have said that a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth puts on its shoes. But truly stupid, especially when it's a lie as well, may end up being even faster.
We had to really move at the speed of science
in order to kill as many millions as we possibly could before the truth came out. So I'm going to suggest, folks, as we go to the bottom of the hour break, that we take this to heart and remember that stupid is the stupid does, as Forrest Gump put it. But when it comes to speed, well, stupid moves at the speed of science. And there's hardly anything on this planet, at least for now, that's any faster. and we better fight it with everything we've got. We'll be right back and pick it up there after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold.
We are back. This is the second segment now of the Come Out of Her My People show. I'm your host, Mark Hall, and I set up the first segment basically to outline the confluence of events to show just how stupid things have gotten. Now, here's the problem, folks. There's a limit to stupidity. I remember the old adage when I first started doing radio decades ago that said, never ascribe to conspiracy that which is adequately explained by stupidity. And certainly, no doubt about it, stupidity explains a lot of what's going on now, except for one little problem. And I've said this before for at least a year, and it's gotten to the point where it's hard to deny. How stupid do you think somebody can actually be and in a position of power and authority, the likes of which they're able to get away with this kind of stuff? Answer. There comes a point at which you just can't believe anybody could really be this stupid. What is easier to believe is that they're downright damnably, and I use that term explicitly, of course, incredibly, yeah, satanically evil. We've gone way, way beyond merely stupid, even insanity, to the point where only evil explains the depths of what we're seeing. So, yeah, there's a little bit of an irony, and certainly I intend the contempt of the system here, of what has happened to the court system, contempt of court. Again, if you're not in contempt of what now passes for courts, you're not paying attention. And we're at the point where anger at the level of evil has probably, hopefully at least, turned to ridicule, because I think that's probably the place to start. And I'll put it this way, at the point where the jokes stop and there's no hiding it anymore, that's when the shooting starts. I've certainly also observed for a long time that about the worst thing that could possibly happen would be a civil war in the once free American Republic. And the only exception? What we're going to get instead if we don't get the civil war. And you can guess, but we're seeing it all coming to a head. Whether it's mass murder, whether it's the kind of carnage that makes a civil war look tame by comparison, or whether it's just a nuclear destroyed world, all of those things are on the table at this point. And yes, it's happening at the speed of science. So, let me start with this observation, and we'll work back up to it. During the first segment, you'll notice I didn't mention perhaps the biggest threat facing the world today, and that, of course, is the idiocy, the evil, masquerading as leadership in the United States, steal an election, install a bunch of people that, at best, are incredibly stupid or just plain brain dead, and at worst, are serving another master, and it's not one of this earth, arguably. There may be, in fact, though, Obama puppets and the puppet masters involved, as well as Chinese Communist Party puppet masters. Hey, at some point, it becomes kind of impossible to tell one from the other. But I'll say it again. I did not mention the idea of thermonuclear war simply because that's always been on the table, and it's at least in the background, and what we're going to do in a few minutes here is go through what Einstein used to call a thought experiment. Let's talk about where all of the things lead and what happens if the people who have been getting away with the biggest lie, the biggest bioweapon deployment, the biggest attempted mass murder in all of human history realize that the jig is up. They've been caught. Oh, yeah. It's not just what happened at the EU. It's not just the fact that Fauci's been caught more times lying than Carter or Pfizer has pills and poisons. It's that there's no hiding it anymore. Everybody with half a brain knows it. Now, they're being cowed into submission. Oh, yeah, if they can do it to Alex Jones, if they can destroy everything he worked for and has been talking about for years as the tip of the spear, well, what can't be done? Who can dare speak out? I would argue that Rush Limbaugh was certainly a lot richer than Alex Jones. He was the highest paid entertainer, newscaster when he passed, as far as I'm aware, as was extant in the world. And I don't think he could have survived anywhere close to the fine that they're sticking Jones with. Again, the intent and the attempt here is to destroy. So before we get back to the issue of World War III and the thought experiment, I want to throw a couple of other stories on the table, a confluence of different things that are also all coming to a head. Here's one from King World News, courtesy of Sentiment Trader and Jason Gopford, and he notes that we're at the place in the world where all-time record bets on a stock market crash are at hand. What does that mean? That means that more people are now thinking the stock market is due for a huge crash than perhaps ever before, certainly in recent memory. And as you may know, if you've ever studied stock markets, at the point where everybody believes and is betting their money on something happening, it's almost a lead pipe cinch. It won't. So they're saying, yeah, this is actually a contrarian indicator for stock market bears. Ultimately, the market will collapse, but what does that mean? It means the timing probably isn't now, and that's interesting, but wait a minute. Let's throw a couple more things on the fire. How about this one? From Steve Kirsch. Now, these couple of stories are going to have to do with the poison poke itself. Again, things that the World War III story is intended to keep off of the front pages. They don't want to talk about them at all. Steve Kirsch, who has been kind of doing yeoman's work exposing a lot of the data that's been hidden, says, why did the CDC, that's the Center for Death and Control, hide what's called VSAFE data? That's a voluntary safety monitoring program put in place by the CDC to monitor, at least allegedly, adverse reactions after people take a vaccine, or what now passes for a vaccine that's really not. The VSAFE data shows that a full third, 33.1%, of all of the people who took the Zyklon B suffered a significant adverse event. 7.7% had to seek professional medical care, and as he puts it, wow, those are damnable numbers. They're extraordinary. They clearly show the vaccines are unsafe, and back when we had people that weren't on the take in positions of regulatory authority, they'd have stopped the rollout of this abomination literally after the first 50 or so people croaked after having taken it. But no, if the goal is to kill them, let's just double down. You've got a fake president saying, take the poke and suffer no harm. And other great big lies. Anyway, the vaccines are absolutely, positively, undeniably, if you're paying attention, unsafe. The CDC, notes Kirsch, has deliberately hidden this information from the American public. And, of course, we now know that the drug companies falsified the data in the trials. Hey, they were suffering and, learning from the best, I guess, that the best when it comes to lying, cheating, stealing, falsifying, and working with communists, that would be the science himself. Now, thanks, though, to the extraordinary efforts of attorney Aaron Seary, the numbers are available to the public for the first time. The data clearly shows that the CDC is not protecting the American people. It's killing them. They're protecting the manufacturers of the Zyklon B. And notice I use that terminology consistently, folks, because these aren't vaccines. And I keep I'm sick and tired of having to point that out. A vaccine, back when they actually tried to put these things into people, was supposed to be, I could think of it a little bit like a homeopathic remedy. It's a hair of the dog. You put a killed or attenuated virus into somebody's bloodstream and let their body work against a reduced number of whatever the pathogen is that they may expect to see, and hopefully the body builds immune system reaction to it. That's the concept anyway. And then when it sees the real thing, it actually can fight it off better. Again, that's the theory. The trouble is there are adjuvants and other things that were put in real vaccines that may cause worse problems than what the thing was that they were supposed to protect against. But still worse, now we have these mRNA not vaccines that actually change people's immune system, change their very DNA even, and there's all kinds of other stuff in there as well. We don't have time to talk about the level of perfidy here, but the point is they have been lying, they have been caught, and now It's pretty hard to deny that that's precisely what's going on. So what's the next step? Well, Alex Jones them. Destroy everything they've ever worked for, destroy their reputation, and pretend that, oh no, if somebody says something that we don't like, it must be a lie, and we'll just sue them for $100 million or $1 billion or, you know what? The good news, I guess, is pretty soon $1 billion won't buy lunch at McDonald's, as if you wanted to buy it there anyway. And, the billion won't be that much, but that's not good news ultimately, but it is a reason for understanding why all of these things are coming together now. Here's one more story on the vaccine front. Army whistleblower Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, who's a flight surgeon, has given impressive testimony. She's a whistleblower of how the DOD, the FDA, and other three-letter entities are violating federal code, and how the jabs, as they put it, are causing vaccine injuries to fighter pilots, and how the services, sick, are covering up their medical records, literally falsifying them, in order to cover up the injuries, the deaths, the cancers, you name it, associated with trying to kill people that have put their lives on the line, at least once upon a time, to defend this country against exactly the same kind of people that are now destroying it. Their medical records are being falsified. She shows how the jabs are injuring and grounding a whole lot of young military pilots, and goes into some depth in whistleblower testimony to the Alaska Medical Freedom Symposium in Palmer about how this is going on. And I won't go into the details, but you get the picture here. Related story, but from a different front, the other front of the great, big, stinking, whopping lies. The Biden regime and the politicized DOJ, Department of Justice, and they have been given a mandate by the deep state running the puppet-in-chief, go after Trump supporters with a vengeance. And, of course, that means lying, cheating, hiding evidence, stealing, and creating a wave of false narratives about the January 6th insurrection. That was, in fact, provably, says Natural News and a piece from J.D. Hayes, a false flag event. And here they cite the Epoch Times, which, at the DOJ's request, noted a federal court is keeping under wraps, listen to this, an FBI affidavit. Now, couldn't you trust the FBI? Well, if they're hiding it, maybe. That completely undermines the regime's seditious conspiracy case against the Oath Keepers group, showing that members that have been accused are, quote, not guilty, and they proved that the prosecution is lying to the jury. Gee, can you imagine such a thing, folks? Not only withholding exculpatory evidence, but lying about the cover-up and trying to use it to put innocent people where, in fact, the ones that are doing it belong. Anyway, Jonathan Mosley, who previously represented Oath Keepers and defendant Kelly Meigs, before he had his license to practice law revoked, hey, I guess he came out on the good end of the deal, right? They didn't sue him for $1 billion anyway. Told the outlet that an FBI interview with a Capitol Police officer proves that, in actuality, the Oath Keepers had protected that officer from angry rioters near the Capitol Building Rotunda on the infamous day in which Liberty died. And that document, together with a photograph of the moment inside the U.S. Capitol, proves the prosecution is lying to what now passes for a jury, he said in the statement. No one who engages in seditious conspiracy or insurrection stops to come to the aid of police against the mob that they claim is doing the bad stuff here. All right, that's just a little bit more. Finally, there's this, as if we didn't know it already. Saudi Arabian Foreign Ministry has come forward and confirmed, guess what? The Biden Fuhrer and his regime attempted to coerce the kingdom to cut oil prices to keep gasoline prices from completely exploding into the stratosphere until, take a guess, want to pick a date? How about Tuesday in early November, right after the midterm election and the rigging? So basically he told them that they will face consequences. All right. None of this should surprise anybody that's been paying attention, folks. But it all points in the same direction. There's a date certain coming up. And certainly I'm not going to claim to have prophetic insight as to how it's going to come out, other than to point out that when you see certain dates that you know are cusp events, the truth will either be deep-sixed or revealed. And one of those dates, obviously, is the midterm elections. Now, I have every confidence that the deep state has every confidence that they are going to do exactly what they did before. Again, nothing has changed. The voting machines are still rigged. There are a whole lot of indicators from just about every front that you can imagine that if the election were even remotely honest, the Republicans would not only sweep in a massive red wave, but all of those people who have been guilty of seditious conspiracy, treason, mass murder, things that make the Nuremberg defendants look kind of tame by comparison, would probably be at grave risk of execution after a highly public and embarrassing trial. So what does all that mean? Well, it means several things. One, you can expect that the stops will be pulled out to do something about the election. Now, how does that look? I can come up, and I'm sure you can as we do the thought experiment, with a bunch of alternatives. One of them, let's come up with a nuclear war. Hey, that might put off the election. How about we've just rigged the election outright, knowing that our buddies at the criminally negligent networks, when the polls quit counting at 2 a.m., they'll cover for us. Will the American people be as stupid as they were in 2016, where they finally had enough votes to overwhelm the rigged election then and put Trump in office, but not so in 2020 when the election rigging was so in your face they didn't even try to hide it. They just simply tried to deep six it later and make sure that anybody that knows what's going on is either called a domestic violent extremist or thrown in the gulag in the District of Criminal Swamp, you name it. Okay. What else could happen? Well, you can imagine all kinds of things, false flags and events that would put it off. We're going to go through at least a couple of possibilities on that front. But where I'm headed is back to this idea that I started with. Stupid at the speed of science. How stupid do people have to be to put up with this? And what kinds of things, if they realize that they have been taken for idiots all along, might Americans think about doing, and therefore what would the deep state do? Because remember, they don't intend to go down with the ship. At this point, the lie is so big, they have doubled down so many times, that if the truth ever comes out, you can name the names as well as I can, there are dozens, if not hundreds of people in the FBI, DOJ, ATF, Department of Defense, and any number of three-letter federal agencies that have been guilty of outright treason. And you know what the penalty for treason is if we still had a constitution? Well, you can look it up. But one of them certainly has, well, if you think of the names Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, you might come back to it. Whether it's hanging or by execution, that kind of depends. But the problem is, what does that mean that people who know that they are at risk of being executed for treason might do? Well, do you think maybe they would stop at a nuclear war? Honestly, no. There are insane people, people who have already chosen death, and their choice is for millions of others, not them, to die. They've got their deep underground military bunkers, remember, if they enable a nuclear attack, and if they finally coerce or cajole or poke the bear enough that he goes ahead and unleashes the tsunami bomb or the various nuclear weapons against America, they'll just go down to their bunkers and have sex with their little boys and girls that their sex slaves have been put aside for them for until it's all over, and then come back up and reclaim the world, or so they think. I'm trying to make a couple of points here. One, understand how far gone the system and the situation already is. There's nothing that's going on today that anybody that would have pointed to where we are today 2 years ago wouldn't have been called something worse than a conspiracy theorist for even thinking was possible. You know I'm not kidding. You know that the kinds of things that the worst of us that have been called conspiracy theories have suggested would happen, those are tame compared to the kind of stuff that we're seeing in the headlines today. I mean, who'd have thought, really, that they would ignore testing, that they would lie about it? Well, if you've understood the Fauci and the NIAID and the NIH and the kinds of evil that have been going on there in the name of gain of function research and what they have been getting away with, maybe they shouldn't surprise us. But for most Americans, it still boggles the mind. They just can't understand how anybody could possibly be that evil. You know, that's why I like to quote Jeremiah, right? The human heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all. Who can know it? And the answer is the human heart, at least those that are in positions of power now, are so desperately, satanically wicked and evil and deceitful. Most of us, we can't begin to conceive of it. We can't imagine that they would truly intend to provoke World War III rather than face the music and the execution that they so richly deserve because of their attempts, almost successful, and we'll find out over time how successful it was, to inject billions and to kill hundreds of millions, arguably billions. And you know what? There are still indications coming out, and I haven't talked about this because as an engineer, I understand the kind of technology, but can't prove it one way or the other, but I certainly acknowledge the possibility that there are triggering events, 5G and other things, that might activate some of the lipid nanoparticles and various kinds of things that are said to be in the poison poke that others have documented. Is it in all of them? That's the key, right? If you want to hide this, you inject some people, especially if they take the poison poke two or three or four or five times, and you make sure that a lot of them get saline, because if everybody started dropping over dead, even the waste stream media would have trouble hiding it and lying about it. Okay, so here we are. I've kind of laid out the scenario, and we have a time frame in mind, and I want to point out the following. One, Russia has arguably been more than patient. Honestly, if I was in Putin's shoes, I don't know that I would have had the forbearance that he did. Yeah, it's serious to decide I've had it and to nuke Washington and a whole bunch of other places, Brussels, London, you name it, that so richly deserve it. But he has, if nothing else, showed tremendous restraint. We're at the point where I will suggest that the real possibility exists, and this is important, that we could have a false flag, a nuclear, or maybe I'll put it this way, a pseudo-nuclear false flag. And that's what I want to spend the last couple minutes here of the show talking about. Here's a piece from Martin Armstrong. I admire Martin and his computer programs and his ability to look at cycles and to predict some of the things that are probably happening. He mentioned that the U.S., and I've talked about this story, was purchasing almost $300 million worth of so-called anti-radiation medication, allegedly to prepare the U.S. for exactly what Big Brother has planned. You're going to get nuked, and we're going to make sure that when you do, we're going to have something to poke you with, something different to poke you with. It's a drug that has never been tested on human beings. Does this sound familiar? It's another NIAID-funded research project. Right there, you ought to say to yourself, whoa, I'll die before taking that. And how could they stop or top the fear-mongering that was associated with COVID-1984, asked Martin Armstrong. Answer, nuclear war. Stay inside. Be afraid. Be very afraid because of the radiation. And take your shots. We'll tell you when and where in order to survive, or else you're going to die horribly of radiation sickness. Now, meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is downplaying the severity of the threat, even though the Biden Führer said, be afraid. It's nuclear Armageddon. It's worse than it was. Now, I've said this, too, because it's true. And here he is at least admitting what most people with half a brain have known. This is truly a worse situation than during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But so they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth and telling people, be ready. When the radiation cloud comes, we have some medicine that will fix it all up for you. Martin goes through the whole idea of the four stages of ARS, acute radiation syndrome. And one of the stages, by the way, the patient looks and feels okay for a few hours, maybe even several weeks. Does that sound like what might already be in progress? So here is a scenario that I will suggest at least be aware of and use your minds and your intellect to consider the kinds of things that people that are this satanically evil might have in plan. For example, if they can't get Vladimir Putin to nuke New York City, for example, where they're already telling people, be afraid, be very afraid, here are all the radiation indicators you might need. Well, what do you bet somebody might just do it? Maybe a dirty bomb. That's a possibility. We've been hearing about dirty bombs for years and years. But dirty bomb might not be scary enough. I know. How about a fuel air bomb, a hyperbaric explosive, the kind of thing that looks like and produces a genuine mushroom cloud but doesn't have the radiation or fallout signature? Now, I have thought that just maybe if he was pushed enough, Putin might use one of those in Ukraine. The problem is, what they'll do is they'll tell you Putin used nukes, and they'll use that as an excuse. So he knows that as well as we do. Hey, how about if, in fact, instead, Big Brother Washington, or at least those that are pulling Washington's change, goes ahead and unleashes either a real nuke, which I don't think they would do, or, better still, one of these bombs that looks like a nuke and produces a mushroom cloud, maybe a bunch of these bombs, and then they tell people, look, this radiation cloud is all over the place. Hey, better take your next poison poke. What's really fascinating about that is the following, and I'll leave you with this thought. Most Americans will not have a clue. They will not have any way to determine whether or not they're being lied to this time, except for maybe the lips that are moving from CNN anchors, about the radiation cloud. Now, your host, because I have some engineering background, I actually have the ability to, well, it's called a Geiger counter or other similar equipment, to measure whether the radiation is real or not. But I guarantee probably not 1 in 100 Americans, maybe 1 in 1,000, has the ability to tell whether they're being lied to about the radiation cloud that these people are intending to push. What does that mean? Be aware of it now. And I've already mentioned some of the tools, like ridicule, that we need to understand so that we can deal with the panic that they intend to foment. But on every front, folks, understand that what's being pushed here is a choice of death and not life. And it's gotten to the point where it's beyond insane, because you have to ask, what kind of person, right? Scripture tells us the singular choice, choose life. I've laid before you this day life and blessing, death and cursing, choose life. We have people in positions of power, not real authority, but power, that are forcing on every front a choice of death. And if you step back and you analyze everything that we're seeing in terms of that choice, life or death, blessing or cursing, or stupid and insane versus something which is not only logical but consistent with the word of Yah, it becomes really clear. Which is why that's one thing that you will not be allowed to hear at any cost. But we need to take to heart. Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.